The following is an AI reading of my blog called
Goodbye App, Let's Move from the Centralized Stores.
It is for people who don't have time to read blogs and can listen to podcasts though. So, let's go!
I used to develop and publish a mobile app that allowed access to my courses from smartphones and tablets. However, it's time to say goodbye to it. You can read about the reasons and the alternative in the form of progressive web apps in this blog post. Progressive web apps, in my short ebook Cypherpunk Visions and Trends 2023-2025, I explain what PWAs are about. People moved from desktop computers to smartphones, which are dominated by two platforms and their stores, Google Play Store and Apple App Store. These stores try to protect users by disallowing malware, but to achieve that, they are regulated and control what can be listed and sold through them. They also regulate how payments are processed to force app publishers to pay the Google and Apple tax, a percentage for processed payments. Imagine you are an author of a free and open source software FOSS, and some insane country creates a regulation against encryption or anonymous cryptocurrencies. Of course, your software is free and open source FOSS, so you don't care about this regulation, but the stores will enforce it. As someone who has had an app published in these stores before, I can tell you that the rules are constantly changing. Apps get rejected for seemingly minor reasons, like new terms and conditions or taxes in countries you've never even heard of. Because of this, I expect more progressive web apps, PWA, to appear and be used by a growing number of projects and people. A PWA is a new concept that allows web applications to function similarly to smartphone apps. You can add them to your home screen without needing an official store app. PWAs can have the look and feel of native apps, even utilizing advanced technologies like near-field communication NFC, scanning QR codes, location services if you grant permission, uploading files, accessing photos, and more. These features make it possible for apps to function without requiring explicit permissions from users. As more restrictions on encryption, privacy technologies like Monero, and exchanges come into play, and as Apple and Google become increasingly eager for fees and more compliant with state demands, these types of apps will make more sense and provide greater user autonomy. Image above, a slide from my presentation about Cypherpunk Visions and Trends 20,232,025 at Bitcoin Pizza Day, Parallel Nepalese, Prague. Reasons I decided to stop working on a native app. I'll outline several reasons why I halted development of the native apps and shifted to a PWA. I will also discuss when it's beneficial to stay with native apps, or what advantages app stores offer. Development and publishing costs. Developing an application for two platforms is not without its challenges. While frameworks such as React Native make it easier, you still need to compile and upload at least two versions of the app. Just publishing a new version takes tens of minutes of my time. Then you have to wait for someone to approve the new version, and if they don't approve it, you have to deal with what the stores don't. Like, I'd rather focus on my work than to deal with this. These are more or less random. I was explaining the same things over and over again. They were reported with minor bug fix releases, etc. I am not the only person reporting this, and these reports increased lately as Nosta clients Damus and Plebster experienced. More on that a bit later. A friend wrote me when I was complaining. We had an app generator, over 200 apps generated, basically the same, but for different brands, and Apple Review killed our company because they always didn't like something else, and what went through in one app was an issue with another app. When we told them that this was not a problem with other app, they banned the other one too, and the worst part was that even after a minor update, Apple seemed to forget everything and the process would start all over again. I provided them with a specific FAQ document for their reference. If you're running a business, operating in this environment is not very enjoyable. Independence, similar to old-style social networks, your identity, social graph, and publishing abilities rely on third parties like Meta, X, or Google. This also applies to app stores. Moreover, with the Android platform, there's an issue where not every Android-based device has a Play Store, for example. Huawei, Although it's possible to publish apps directly on Google platforms and soon on Apple through methods such as APK download or via alternative app stores like F-Droid or Obtainium vary, few users actually opt for these options. As a result, the user base of such apps dwindles rapidly if they're not available in official stores. My experience with the Play Store has been quite similar to my experience with the App Store. Therefore, I don't think the problem with the stores is only related to Apple devices. After all, Apple will have to allow sideloading of apps even outside the official App Store because of the EU. The problem is that the dominant platforms have constantly changing rules that can affect your app and your business, or said differently, by relying on them, you as an app creator lose sovereignty, even if some users can still retain it by sideloading. The stores have constantly changing terms and conditions. If you accept payments, you will find that in Uganda they have changed the way they collect VAT and similar amusements that you as an app creator will surely be interested in. Hint, not interested at all. Just as with social media, the solution was not to talk the big social networks into behaving the way we want them to behave, but to take sovereignty into our own hands, so it is done with other things. For example, I made a similar change with the SK domain. I didn't like how it operated, so I moved to EO and now with the app. By the way, regarding social networks, their independence is well described in this document about old social networks and the Noster network. If it's so bad, why isn't everyone leaving? When we criticize something, we should also consider what these platforms provide. Firstly, both Google and Apple have created an ecosystem for developing high-quality mobile apps. This includes libraries, frameworks, development tools, and the operating system itself. Progressive web apps, PWA, possess more limited capabilities due to web technologies, not efforts to replace competing app types after all. If Apple and Google didn't want PWA apps at all, they wouldn't allow or support them. The stores also contribute to marketing, promotion, ease of installation, and distribution. You can discover an app in the store by searching. High-quality applications sometimes appear in the App Store news feed, allowing users to discover them easily. Apple has created a sort of magazine within their App Store where they feature interesting apps. Both Apple and Google promote these apps to eventually earn a portion of the sales or additional services from those apps. The app stores enable easy installation and updating through a single interface. Additionally, there is an extra layer of protection against malicious apps, ensuring that users rarely come across them within the stores. This makes mobile devices safer for everyday people to use. App stores often regulate what data applications can collect, or they may not allow it at all without explicit user consent. However, in the case of my app, these advantages didn't outweigh the costs most individuals learned about the app through me when purchasing a course. There weren't enough installs to make it worthwhile to maintain the app, and the stores didn't bring me additional customers who wouldn't have found me otherwise. So why isn't everyone leaving? For many, the apps are a source of income and they have found a workable model. Many are leaving. Twitter or X is building their PWA, as are various Noster clients, and of course, apps that could never be in app stores are building their PWA's. Pornhub, for example. What's next? You get the new PWA/app by logging into your account on my site and simply adding the page that appears after you log into your home screen. That's it. No updates or anything like that is needed. You can then get easy access to courses from your home screen. Here's how it looks in practice. You can learn more here. Conclusion: it is important that we do the things we think are right, especially as technology moves in our direction. I hope the access to the courses in this app will be good enough for you. Enjoy the courses or my books. Also, you can follow me on Noster here, npub1m2mvvpjug, dataskical 7ksvdqn, nhnj9v6g9v2166nss5104q7mqvlr8p9.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any possible quirks generated by the large language model or text-to-speech engine, but I think it is worth transferring these blocks into audio form for people who can't or don't have time to read. So I hope it was useful to you, and I would really appreciate if you used value for value podcasting apps to listen to this episode and stream me some sets or boost. I read all the comments on the boosts as well. So if you have any comment about this content, feel free to use Fountain.fm or any other app and boost this podcast. Thank you very much.